just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
One is to experience, and the another is to realize. What is the difference between experience and realization? Yes, we experience something, we realize something. So the difference is in time. Anything else? What is the difference between experience and realization? Good experience, bad experience, and realization? Okay. So, experiences can be negative. Realization is always positive. Is it so? Okay. What else? What else? Experience is physical, realization is non-physical. Experience can be non-physical as well. Experience you can, when you want to get, okay, you can get any time when you want. And realization, it's a costly commodity. What else? Realization is instinctive. And realization, experience can come from outside as well. So experience can come from within, or experience can come from outside, and realization comes only from within. Is it so? Okay. What else? After experience only, after realization only, you can make others experience something. And after experience, realization is the consequence of experience. So experience is the seed and realization is the tree. Is it so? Okay. What else? Realization is powerful than experience. Okay. What else?
Realization comes
after introspection, and experience comes just like that, without introspection. Is it so? Experience is mind games. Had an experience. Somebody says, I saw an angel. Had the experience of light in my body. Had the experience of light flowing from up above and entering my body. I saw some spirit here, some angels there. some light being there. These are all your experiences. Add the experience of bodilessness and we talk of it. But somewhere there are mind games. Realization is farther. Realization is much beyond you. Experience you can have with efforts. Realization is effortless. You strive for experience. Realization descends upon you. Experience can create tension, or to experience you can become tense. I want to experience bodiless stage. That can create a stress. It can increase ego. I have the experience you don't have. Realization is beyond stress. Realization is beyond effort. Experience you can also get with psychedelic drugs like LSD, opium. You can have paranormal, supernormal, supernatural, supernal experiences with drugs as well. That's why in 1960s, 70s, there was a movement of hippies. They resorted to all sorts of drugs and broke all the restrictions of the world. They wanted to remain free. And they found these drugs helpful because those drugs will induce a samadhi-like stage, a trance-like stage. So they also had experience. One is anubhav and another is anubhuti. Anubhuti is higher than anubhav. Realization is enlightenment. Realization is the blooming of the consciousness. So when you realize something, then you don't require any proofs from anybody. When you experience something, your experience can be a part of your mind game. It can be your delusion, it can be an illusion. Though it's your own experience, and yet the mind deceives you. Our mind is like a bucket with 1,000 holes. We put the bucket into the well and we are so happy that the bucket is full. We dream, we think. And the moment we start pulling the bucket, the water is sipping down. And when the bucket comes in your hand, it's empty. Every hole is desire, passion, vasana. It's not that you are not powerful. You are powerful. But the energy, urja, the power is moving out through these many holes. Close one hole and you become more powerful. Close another hole, even more. Close all the holes of desires, of passions, of expectations. You become powerful. Swapadam Shaktihi. Upanishad say, when you are situated in your own self, you become powerful. Today, Sakar Murli Baba said, you are Mahavir. You don't care about anybody except the One. Your uncle, your aunts, you have no business with anyone. You don't care about anybody except the One. So you become powerful, you become Mahavir when all these holes are closed. You begin with experience, you end in realization. Experience can be a deceptive thing. Somebody comes and says, I saw Brahma Baba near Shantistam this morning. Inside the heart, the person also wants to tell you that you have not seen, I have seen. You have less experience, I have more experience. I have more love, you have less love. I have more soul consciousness, you have less soul consciousness. That's why I am having visions. Or probably I am some great souls of previous births. Experience sometimes can be deceptive. That's why a spiritual seeker should be very careful about narrating experiences. Because the little experiences that you get on the spiritual path sometimes nourishes your ego. And these experiences are mere milestones, not the destination. You got this, you got that. It's fine. Keep it with yourself. Suddenly you found bodiless stage whilst hearing Murli. Keep it with yourself. It will become power. Don't be in a hurry to narrate, to broadcast, to share. Let the experience accumulate. Seek, go deep into the layers of the subconscious and become power. Experience is something which you strive for. Realization is something which you are given to. Experience is a journey. Realization is the destination. And deep realization, then you don't need to ask anybody. You don't need to conform with anybody. You know that what I have realized is the truth, the ultimate truth. And the greatest truth about ourselves is that we are most powerful. Yesterday we were reading about the Avyakta Sandesh. So we saw, Baba said, sit on my heart throne and then think, what is this and what I have to do? In continuation of the same Sandesh, Baba is talking with Kumaris. आपको कोई भी देखे तो उसे कुमारी रूप देखने में ना आए, सभी शक्ति रूप का अनुभव करे. मास्टर सर्वशक्तिमान की सीट पर बैठ दिल से मेरा बाबा कहना तो सभी शक्तियों का आना शुरू हो जाएगा. शक्तियां तो बाबा ने आप सबको वर्षे में दे दी, यह आपका जन्म सिद्ध अधिकार है. इसी अधिकार से कोई भी शक्ति का आह्वान करो तो शक्ति आ जाएगी. शक्ति समय पर आ गई तो विजय हो ही जाएगी. अगर कोई शक्ति समय पर नहीं आती तो उसका कारण है उस शक्ति को आप बार बार यूज नहीं करते हो. अगर हर शक्ति को बार बार यूज करते रहो और सीट पर बैठकर ऑर्डर करो तो वह जरूर कहना मानेंगी. ऑल पावर्स आर विद इन यू. Baba is talking about invoking powers. How to invoke powers? Avahan. We are told about 8 powers. How to invoke them? Some practical method? Yeah. What are they? Power to? First, withdraw, power to withdraw, power to back up, power to tolerate, power to accommodate, power to discriminate, power to judge, power to face, power to cooperate. What are the pictures associated with these powers? One of the best method is bring that picture in front of your eyes. Tortoise. Bring that tortoise in front of you. How it withdraws itself. So also I have to withdraw myself. And Baba is saying, keep on practicing. A soldier is not the one who goes in the battlefield and start practicing there. He has to practice every day, even when it is not a battle. There's no war, but you keep on practicing. People say that when you are sick, do fast. But you have no habit of fasting and suddenly you fall sick. In sickness, you find it all the more difficult because you are so much hungry. Now what you will do? You just fall flat. You don't want to take anything, any medications. And people have told you that fasting is the best method for healing. But you can't because you are already in pain. You are running temperature. Body is sick, weak. So when body is weak, mind is also weak. So you can't do it because you have no practice. So you have to practice when you are not sick so that it will help you if at all you fall sick. Otherwise, during sickness, people are searching only for food, food, food. Some lose their appetite. That's another thing. But some want to taste different varieties. So, powers are also like that. You have to keep practicing powers when there is no danger, when there is no storm. So invoke power. Invoke now. Sit here and invoke the power to withdraw. I have to withdraw from everything. Yesterday Baba used one word, quarantine class. This is quarantine class. 7 days. When you come to Madhuban, think as if you are in quarantine. Quarantine means you can't touch anybody, you remain in your room. COVID survivors have good experience of that. No contact with the world. Stay in that stage for some time. Detached. Away from everything. Withdraw. Learn to withdraw. Bring that picture of that animal in front of you. Second, pack up. Bring that suitcase, that bag. I have to pack up. Imagine that you are performing in one drama and the drama has finished. What is the picture? Somebody is going to the washroom, somebody is going to changing room, somebody is cleaning the room, somebody is saying, bye, I am going, my work is done. Drama is off, finished. And all the actors, light boy and all others, they are just, somebody is removing the curtain, they are about to go. This is the time to go back. Just pack up, what are you doing? The class is finished, just remove all this technological --. So pack up, bring that in front of you. When you remember power, remember those pictures. Because our mind remembers pictures more. They don't remember, mind doesn't understand these words. Mind understands the language of pictures. Tolerate, bring the tree in front of your eyes. Look, people are throwing stones, but tree is tolerant. So also, let the whole world say anything. I am tolerant, unmoved, unflinching, undisturbed, stable. I am the tree, that tree. And what the tree gives in return? Fruits. Sweet fruits. Next. I am the ocean. Let anybody throw anything. Somebody is throwing flowers. Somebody is coming and throwing a knife into ocean. What happens when a knife is thrown into the ocean? For a moment there are some ripples. After that it is calm. So I am that ocean. I can accumulate everything. Because every person is a different person. You cannot expect everyone to have all the divine qualities of a deity in this Kali Yuga here. It is not possible. People are coming to you. When you meet any person, don't think that I am meeting a soul. I am meeting a set of sanskars. Whom I am meeting? A set of sanskars. And these are very complicated sanskars. This is not so simple. A person looks so simple from outside. You feel like to go and have friendship with him. But after some time you realize how complicated, how complex this person is, carrying so many sanskars. Because you're not aware of that person's family, birth, previous births, what sanskara that person is carrying. They are so complex, so difficult sanskars. Next, power to discriminate. What picture comes in front of you? Discriminate. You understand to discriminate things. Power to judge. You bring that jeweler in front of you. Who can judge, or the judge? Judge himself judges the things. So you become like that judge. Power to face. You see so many difficult situations. But that person is going and he's facing everything. I am also like that. Face everything. The more you face new things, the more you learn. Life brings new things. In today's Murli Baba said, new Baba, new things. Small statement somewhere. Last, cooperate. I have to cooperate. This is the world benefaction task is going on. I need to cooperate everywhere, even though I can't go there. But my pure feelings should reach every work of world benefaction. So this is one method, bring pictures. Second method of invocation of power, convert these every power as if she is a devi, as a goddess. So imagine a bhakta is sitting and invoking a goddess, and the goddess appears in front of me. Tell me what you want. In the similar manner, each of this power is a goddess. You are feeling jealous, uncomfortable. You don't want to work with these people. They are not good people. Bring this power to cooperate. The goddess of cooperation emerges. So she is the goddess of cooperation. She is giving you blessing. Be cooperative. The goddess of tolerance is emerging in front of you. So each power convert into a goddess. First we said each power convert into picture. And then invoke. Oh goddess, come. And the goddess comes. And don't invoke it only during the times of need. Invoke as a practice. You know that Kunti, she tried invoking just for the sake of practice. And he came and said, what do you want? He said, nothing. I don't want anything. Go away. He said, I can't go. I will give something. So these powers, suddenly they come. They will say, what do you want? I said, just I was trying. But they will say, no, I can't go. Take this something now. Some of my energy. So some energy will go up to you. And you will become more energetic. So keep on playing with powers. So Baba has given all this. Not just these powers. So many powers are there. Purity is the greatest power. Today's slogan. Baba said, underline. Your drishti vritti should have purity. Invoke. And they will come. Order and they will come. Third method is ordering them. We are king. Order, come. And they will obey. Om Shanti.